Rebecca?
Good morning.
Morning.
Has joined.
We'll get started in about 1 minute.
Okay.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoach Anabakoach Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Tzerura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutat Sadi. Letters of the month of Shabbat, the Tzadi that created the constellation Deli, Aquarius, and the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, Saturn. Together, Tzadi and Bet are Gematria 92, which is 91 plus the Kolel. This connects to the unity of the spiritual and the physical. In a greater level. The permutation for the month of Shabbat that is active today, Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh Tov to all. The permutation, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey.
Has joined.
The letters can be rearranged to spell Sha'ar Katan, representing and reminding us to guard our gates, our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth, as this is the entry points for the negative system. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin Parnasa and healing. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel. The Sephirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Pasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim. The Sephirah of Od and its essence of appreciation, thankfulness, gratitude. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zochre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This is the set connects to the Sephirah of Yesod, and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu kabel ushmatzi akatenu yodea talumot. The Spirad Malchut and its essence of a kingdom and manifestation. We also learn from this sequence of letters that completion, represented by the first two letters equaling a gematria 400, completion comes about by injecting ahavatinam, unconditional love, the last four letters in their gematria 506. Unconditional love injected into our daily process is the path to completion and ultimately perfection. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper, Today we will be studying the fifth aliyah of Parasha Vayera. The fifth aliyah runs from Exodus chapter 8, verse 7, and completes at verse 18. This is a total of 12 verses, and the number 12 connects to the 12 tribes of Israel. The number 12 also connects, and especially on Rosh Chodesh, to the Tree of Life, representing the four letters of Hashem's name, Yod Heh Vav Heh, each in the three columns of the right sharing, the left receiving, and the central column being the balance point between the two. This is the essence of the Tree of Life. Being in balance. Verse 7. Wisaru hatzpardeim mimcha umibatecha umeyavadecha umeyamecha rak beyor tisha'arna va. Why it's a Moshe we acharon meim paro v'yitzak Moshe el Adonai yo he wahe Adanu yo, yo aheda wanu hey yo, hey yo ahe Adanu yo, yo aheda wanu hey yo. Al devar hatspar deim asher sam leparo, wayas Adonai. Hey yo wa hey adanu yo yo aheda wanu hey yo idvar Moshe wa yamutu hatzpardeim min habatim. Min hachatzerot umin hasadot, wa itzberu Advaita Arvaka. Wehach bed et libo willo shama alehem kaasher diber Adonai heyoahe Adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo wayomer Adonai heyo. El Moshe Emor El Acharon Nete Madcha Wecha El Afar Aretz Wechaya Lekinim Beko Eret Mitzrayim Wayasu Kain Wayet Acharon Et Yado V'matehu v'yah et afar haaretz v'ati hakinam v'adam u'v'abchema kol afar haaretz hayakinim b'kol eretz Mitzrayim Wayasu kain hachar tumim, velatehem behotzi et hakinim, willo yakolu vati hakinam, vadam uva behema, vayomru hachar tumim. El paro etzba Elohim, ki viechezak le paro elo shama alechem. Ka asher diber Adonai, heyoahe, adanu yo, yoahe dawanu heyo. Vayomer Adonai Yohe Wahe, Heyo Wahe, Adanu Yo, Yoahe Dawanu Heyo, El Moshe Hashkem Baboker, Vehit Yatsev Lifne Paro. Ine yotze ha-maima we-amarta e-lav-ko amar Adonai e-yo-ah-he adanu yo yo ah dawanu he yo shalach ami we-avduni ki im-encha Mishaleach et ami hineni mashliach v'cha uva'avadecha uvamcha uvatecha et he'aro umalu bate mitzrayim et he'aro v'gam ha'adama Asher hem alecha wehivleti vayom hahu et eretz goshen asher ami omed alecha levilti heyot sham arov lema'an teda ki ani Adonai, heyoahe, adanu yo, yoahe dawanu heyo, bekeret. of the 12 verses of the fifth Aliyah. We will now begin the study of the translation, starting with verse 7. And the frogs will depart from you and from your houses and from your servants and from your people. Only in the Nile will they remain. This is a continuation of the fourth Aliyah that we spoke of yesterday, where it dealt with the first two plagues. The question that I'm asking, there's obviously no space in the Torah scroll between verse 6 of chapter 8 and verse 7. So why is the Aliyah broken up this way, separated from one day to the next, from one energy to the next, when the frogs, being the second Aliyah, connects to, in one sense, the level of Gevurah? And we studied that the frogs come from a certain level and attack the negative aspect of Chokmah, of the negative system. But what is the purpose of the fifth Aliyah, which represents Hod in the days of the week? Why is it connecting to the frog? Why was it separated here? And I think that one of the answers will be that it, because Hod is on the left column, because Hod is connecting to a subset, so to speak, of Gevurah, that this is the reason that the word frog is within this verse. Verse 8. And Moses and Aaron went away from Pharaoh, and Moses cried out to Hashem concerning the frogs that he had brought upon Pharaoh. And Hashem did according to Moses' word, and the frogs died from the houses, from the courtyards, and from the fields. They gathered them into many heaps, and the land stank. When Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he hardened his heart, and he did not hearken to them, as Hashem had spoken. Hashem said to Moses, "Say to Aaron, stretch forth your staff and strike the dust of the earth, and it shall become lice throughout the land, entire land of Egypt." They did so. And Aaron stretched forth his hand with his staff and struck the dust of the earth, and the lice were upon man and beast. All the dust of the earth became lice throughout the entire land of Egypt. And the necromancers did likewise with their secret rites to bring out the lice, but they could not, and the lice were upon man and beast. This verse is telling us that while the system, the spiritual system, will work for both the negative system and the positive system, there is a limitation within the system as to how effective, how deep the connection can be with the negative system. Verse 15, so the necromancer said to Pharaoh, "It is the finger of God." But Pharaoh's heart remained steadfast, and he did not hearken to them, as the Lord had spoken. The finger of God is a phrase that needs commentary that we don't really have the time to do. It's a code phrase describing the level where the negative system can no longer utilize the spiritual system to accomplish their selfish goals. Verse 16. And Hashem said to Moses, "Arise early in the morning and stand before Paro. Behold, he is going out to the water, and you shall say to him, 'So said Hashem, let my people go out and serve me.' For if you do not let my people go, behold," excuse me, "behold, I will incite against you and against your servants and against your people and in your houses a mixture of noxious creatures, and the houses of Egypt will be filled with the mixture of noxious creatures, as well as the land upon which they are. And I will separate on that day the land of Goshen, upon which my people stand, that there will be no mixture of noxious creatures there, in order that you know that I am Hashem in the midst of the earth." That's the completion of the English translation. Does anyone have any questions or comments? So we are going to continue our study of Perek Shirah. We're in chapter 4 in the second paragraph. The next few paragraphs are talking about what does the rooster say. The first paragraph we studied yesterday was explaining what the rooster says. Now the second paragraph to open up the gates How do you open up the gates? In the Sefer Yetzirah, there are 231 gates spoken about, and it gives us the tool to open them up as two-letter sequences with specific vowels. But in order to lift up the heads, the gates, the doors, have to be opened. And that is the meaning, and he lifted up the everlasting doors. Lifted up is, in this sense, in my opinion, is a code word for opening. And this word, this phrase, the King of Glory, Melech HaKavod, HaKavod is a gematria of 37, which connects to the concealed aspect of Bima. Melech is a gematria of 90, but with the Kolel, it becomes 91. So we understand this phrase, Melech HaKavod, is connecting to the unity of Malchut with Zeranpin. And now when I add HaKavod, or not I, but the phrase adds HaKavod, it's connecting to Bina. So Melech HaKavod is the unity of the three levels, Malchut, Zeranpin, and Bina. These represent the three lower worlds that will ultimately return into the world of Atzilut. It also, this phrase, this Psalms verses praises God for being strong or mighty in battle. One of the other translations of the word milchama is war. A battle is part of war, so perhaps the translation is correct. But why is this a praise? Isn't peace the goal? The answer is there are times when it is necessary to battle. The whole concept of binding by striking, the last part of the phrase, striking, is a form of war. It's a form of a battle. You can only unify through striking. And this is an understanding, it's a very deep understanding of the relationship between love and war, between peace and love. There has to be a conflict in order to arrive at the balance, which is peace. Serenity. It's a very deep concept. It needs to be contemplated. And I hope you will do so, especially on Rosh Chodesh. We are out of time. Does anyone have any questions? We have three more classes today. The 11 o'clock class will be the Sefer Yetzirah. The 4:30 class will be a Deep Zohar. We're entering a new chapter. a new section, and our 7 o'clock class will be a regular Zohar class dealing with the Parasha of Vayera. Kodesh Tov to all. Shalom Gadol to all. Have a beautiful Kodesh, a beautiful month filled with peace and serenity as you struggle, which is the binding that comes from the striking. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom Gadol. Good day.